All right. Hey, Matt, what's going on, dude?
Not much, man. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, for anybody that might be listening to this, probably nobody in the whole wide world will ever listen to this recording. But anybody that does, this is Matt Davis, six-figure affiliate marketer now, and it runs a few sites, and we are now business partners. And this is Travis Sago. I started doing the bum marketing thing. That kind of blew up there. This is just a little intro for nobody that happens to know us. And what we wanted to talk about today was what? Getting free labor, right, Matt?
Yep.
We didn't know what the heck to call this, eh? We might name it later on down the road. But right now, we thought how to get free labor would be really great. And I thought maybe, Matt, I'd just start this out with a little story. I've been doing some little bit of stock investing lately. Not a lot, because I pretty much suck at it. But I've been reading some really cool articles talking about, how money never really just disappears. Money just goes to different places. All this recession or whatever, the money's just not disappearing. It's not like getting poof, it gone in thin air. It's just going different places. And one of the examples that they gave was that now that people are buying less new cars, their old cars are needing a lot of repairs. And so the stock that's doing really well is like O'Reilly's and Pep Boys and AutoZone. What kind of places do you got in Missouri there, Matt?
We have a lot of O'Reilly's. Actually, I think O'Reilly's national headquarters up here in Springfield. So,
Oh, really?
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so O'Reilly is the big one around here, but we have a couple of AutoZone and stuff like that too.
Yeah, but so what's happening is that money is going from, the car places into these auto parts places because people are now doing a lot of do it yourself. And that really got me thinking. I was out jogging the other day too, and I saw one of my neighbors out mowing their lawn. And I live in a pretty nice neighborhood. Most people have their lawns mowed out here. But she was an older lady. I'm like, my gosh, I mean, I felt kind of bad that she was out there mowing her own lawn and stuff. Not that that's a horrible thing, but she's an older lady. So I was like, ugh. But it got me to thinking that, a lot of article marketers and stuff right now are doing all these things themselves. If they used to have somebody mow the lawn or do a few jobs for them or, fix their car for them, there's less and less and less time now. I'm seeing that a lot with people that email me too, my bum marketers and such, that they have less and less time to actually write articles and stuff. So that's kind of a big problem. And we, again, once we hear that, we say, hey, it'd be really great, wouldn't it be, to do all this outsourcing that we keep hearing about? Why not hire somebody to write our articles for us if we don't have time? But that comes into another problem, which is what, man?
Just no paying them? Is that what?
Yeah. How the
Yeah,
heck are we going to
expensive.
pay? How the heck are we going to pay these guys if I start, if I start hiring people to do my articles for me, and those articles don't start generating sales, then how in the world are we going to pay for that? So, of course, we'd like to hire some article writers, but we're kind of worried that, if we start putting them up on our lenses and submitting them and stuff, and they don't generate those sales, then we're going to be stuck with a big bill to pay our outsourcers and stuff. And I don't know. There's a whole bunch of people out there teaching outsourcing right now. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Go ahead, Matt. Do you think of anybody? John Jonas is one.
Justin Brooke has a
Justin Brooke.
program. I don't know if he sold that site or not, but he was teaching it.
Oh, okay, outsourcing, yeah. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of people teaching it and preaching it and saying you shouldn't be working in your own business and stuff, but if you're just starting out, how do you get that money together to start out outsourcing and hiring your article writing? So what we wanted to yak with you about is, how to do this kind of like on a bum marketing level where you start out with nothing. If I took a guy to a library, how I'd get him going, getting article writers and such, writing him articles without him coming directly out of his pocket. And we're probably going to have to break this into like three different interviews. And Matt and I were kind of talking about this, but breaking this into three different interviews. One will be the main concept, and you'll go ahead and leave, with something that you can actually use today. But then we'll break it down into how to find people to work for you, and then the third part of the concept. I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself, aren't I?
A little bit, but that's okay.
So, and this is, we're going to use article writing and article marketing kind of as our big example here, but it doesn't have to necessarily be limited to that. You can use this for if you wanted a report written for you or an ebook written for you. If you want a backlinking campaign, we're going to try to do is show you, expand your thinking, kind of think out of the box. You can get this stuff done for you free. Now, what's going to require is a little bit of ingenuity and some elbow grease, of course. But, I mean, what if, I mean, you could get all your articles written for free. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, how many articles, how many guys would you want out there writing articles? Or if you could get, people running backlinking campaigns and such. So let's go ahead and get right into exactly what we're talking about here. Matt, I was actually going to start with an article marketing or article writing idea first, but you do some stuff, and I don't want to give away all the details, only because I don't want 100 million people copying you. But don't you have like a girl that does backlinking for you?
Yeah, and I don't mind giving away the details because it's pretty common knowledge. I don't think I did anything fancy with it, but yeah, I hired someone to do. I don't know if you're familiar. If anybody's familiar with Linkvana. But what that is, it's a backlink service where it's a network of blogs. And, I don't want to give them a
gotcha.
Pitch. I don't want, give them a
right.
pitch or anything. But
yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, yeah. Basically, it's a network of blogs, and you make little posts with your backlink in it, and they send it out to their blogs. So it's an easy way to automate link building without having to go out and find the blogs to comment on.
Gotcha. So, and for anybody that's really new to this, what is the benefit of doing that?
Of just using Linkvana or doing the blog posting in general?
Yeah, using Linkvana and getting the backlinks and such.
Well, backlinks obviously are, the number one force for SEO, to drive you to the top of Google. So,
gotcha.
And basically what I used to do, I used to spend so much time just going out and trying to find forums and blogs and stuff that I could comment on and get links back to my site. And Linkvana just, it puts them right there for you, and then you don't have to worry about them being, blocked by the owner, and stuff like that, because it's owned by Linkvana, so.
Gotcha.
It makes everything a lot easier. You do have to pay, pretty good amount of money for it, but it helps out a lot. But basically,
okay.
I'm getting that service for free, or actually, I mean, technically I'm getting paid to use that service. The way I'm doing that is that I hired someone that writes for me, and she'll write a 100-word post for 50 cents per post. And
wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, I got a really good deal. And she is a good writer. These are quality writing, too. It's not complete gibberish. But then what I did is I went to an offline business that was looking to get some work done, get their website higher in Google and everything. So,
Gotcha.
I did a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit of selling, told them all about SEO and everything. And basically it was just being in the right place at the right time. They were really wanting to use my services. So I had read a bunch of stuff on, different services to provide them and all this stuff. And basically I just said, all I'm going to do is have this girl make Linkvana posts for them, and then they're going to pay me $500 a month. So
sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So, they paid, they ended up paying one full year in advance. So I knocked it off. I knocked it down a little bit below 500 a month, but basically, I'm getting that girl paid for me. I'm getting my Linkvana service paid for me. And she does stuff for me too, not exclusive to this website.
Perfect. Okay.
So
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's back it up here for a second and kind of encapsulate this a little bit. So you start out, and let's just say that you're like the, you're probably good, start buying Linkvana because you're making it now as an affiliate marketer. But let's say we're just starting out and we're doing this backlinking service kind of thing. But what you're doing is you have this site or you have articles. Say, let's say it's on training your schnauzer. And you're trying to come up in Google for the keywords training your schnauzer. So basically, you go in there and you make links to all these blogs and make relevant comments that goes back to your website or blog about training your schnauzer. And if you get enough of those links, then you'll move up into Google.
Yep.
Correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And once you do that, then you get more visitors, and those visitors will hopefully buy your product or click through your affiliate link or join your list, and you'll make money out the other end.
Correct.
Okay. So what you did, you decided, and we're going to leave out how you got Linkvana for free, so I'm not going to worry about that yet. But
okay.
So what you did is basically you got a poster now that can go in for 50 cents a post, and this is the labor, right? For 50 cents a post, we'll go in there and post these for you for however many hours a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, here's the thing. You've already found this person. You're already managing her. She's already working. Would it be any more work for her to make two posts?
Not at all.
Okay. So now, let me tell you, I'm already licking my chops as an internet marketer because I would be more than glad to pay you $1.50 a post for her to go ahead and include me in there, especially if I didn't have to manage her, hire her, and worry about it. If I just had to pay you $1.50 a post, dude, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, I mean, that's
all. And I'm sure there'd be other marketers too. But plus, also, I don't have to become a member of the Linkvana service, right?
Yep. You don't. You wouldn't have to worry about managing her. All that stuff.
Perfect. So if I paid you $1.50 a post, not only is that paying her wage, but it's paying your Linkvana as well. And then you got out and went and found you another client as well.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you could obviously do this. I don't know how many posts you can make at one time. What do you think, 3 or 5? Or could she just make 10 or 15 all at the same time?
With their system, you can only post 2 to 5 a day
on each blog
per domain name. So like for this client, I'm only posting 2 to 5 per day for them.
Gotcha.
Your domain, it would be limited to 2 to 5, but I could have as many domains in my project, in my account as I wanted. But each gotcha. Domain is limited.
Sure. So our whole point is not to make a huge, ginormous business out of this.
Yeah.
But our whole point is to get somebody making backlinks for our campaigns all day and it not costing us anything.
Exactly.
And we can accomplish that by just getting 2 or 3 folks involved with what we're doing and charging them a premium because you're managing it all. You found the girl to do it. You've already trained the girl to do it. Yeah, and it's well worth it to me to pay $1.50 or even maybe $2 a post and get 100 links a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Okay, so I just wanted to kind of do a little pregnant pause there and just let everybody soak that in there. So all you'd have to do is go to a forum or somewhere, and we're going to go into this in detail in part 3, finding, and I call this a co-op. It's really a little different than a co-op. But back in the olden days, they still have them, but farmers used to make these co-ops so they could buy their feed and grain cheaper. But basically, you're making a little mini co-op, and you're providing the elbow grease because we're assuming at this point that you have no cash. And you're just providing the training and the elbow grease and the management skills, and then you're going to have somebody working for you round the clock, making posts for you at Linkvana. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So hopefully that's letting some bells go off. Let's use another example. Okay. Let's use a little, maybe this one will be, I thought the backlinking was such an easy example because so many people out there need backlinking service, but they can't sit there and do it 8 hours a day themselves. And it really runs into, gosh, well, I can't sit there and pay somebody to do it. But using this concept, the co-op concept, they can. Same thing can be done with like article marketing. Right now, I've got a few article marketers working for me. The one's a good old Southern girl, and she writes some pretty awesome articles. Now, she's American, and I pay her a little bit more than probably what you would get. And we're going to talk about this in the outsourcing, which is going to be part two of this little interview series. But I pay her $15 an article, and she writes me 20 articles a week. And I pay a little bit more because, one, she's a great article writer. Two, she's got a little bit of a sense of humor. And three, she's actually submitting the article for me. But and at the end of the week, she emails me in a zip file with all those articles. Now, Matt, if I had this in a format, not in a format, but if I had this in a hot niche or a niche that was pretty hot right now, let's say I did it, everybody's selling dog training. We always use that example. But say I had a little different angle on it. Say it was dog training for diabetic dogs or health for diabetic dogs.
Okay.
And I said, Matt, I've got a pack of articles. There's 20 of them, and I would like to sell them to you. And, of course, I'm going to be completely upfront with you. I've already submitted them to a couple of top directory sites, but there's no reason why you can't put them on your blog, put them on your website if you have a website like that, and use them for anything else other than submitting them to that site. 20 articles. What would you offer me for those?
I mean, if they're as good quality as you say, man, I'd pay pretty well for them, what the market value I see going for American writers, about $10 an article.
Okay, so you're making an offer of $10 an article. Now, Matt, there's a catch. I want to sell these to 15 other people.
Okay.
Would you pay me $2 an article, even though I'm selling them to 15 other people?
$2?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me pull out my handy-dandy calculator here. If you're going to pay me $2 times 20, that's 40 smackers right there.
Okay.
And if I get 15 other people, 40 times 15, can you hear me banging on my calculator?
Yep.
That's 600. That's 600 bucks. I'm paying her $15 an article and getting 20 articles a week. That's 300 bucks. So I'm actually turning a profit of 300 bucks on that.
Yeah, you're doubling your money to get free articles.
So what that means is I could actually accomplish this with only 20 people, right?
Yeah.
I would just probably leave the price if I can get the 40 people. Now, let me ask you this, Matt. Would you be interested in getting another pack of 20 articles every month, say for $20 a month?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to PayPal you over a subscribe button. And what you're going to do is just pay me $40 right now and then $20 every month. And I'm going to go ahead and deliver you 20 articles every month. And I'm not going to do this for any more than, what did I say? 15 people?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do this for any more than 15 people. So now I've got a residual income coming in. If I can find 15 other people, of $300 a month, which pays for a week's worth of articles for me. Plus the articles I just sold.
Yeah.
So everything's paid for. Now, you might work the numbers a little bit different. The numbers may work out differently. But the point is, I can have all my article writing paid for.
Yep.
By doing a co-op with other folks. And there's all kinds of internet marketers out there. And one of the big things that they need is they need more content. Anytime you can save somebody some time and some money, you're going to be able to get takers on that. And I guarantee if you go into any forums right now, you tell them exactly what you're doing, they're not going to care as long as you manage it all. You can be perfectly upfront. Say, hey, I'm making a little co-op. You have to say co-op because that might confuse it. But here's what I'm doing. I'm setting up a little article writing service. It's only for 15 people. What I'm trying to do is I'll do all the management. I'll take care of all the training. I'll take care of all that stuff. I'll find the article writers. And all I want to do is make it so that I can get my articles taken care of for free in return for my sweat equity, in return for my elbow grease.
I wouldn't try to fancy it up or anything like that.
You just be honest about it, and be completely frank and say, hey, you know, I've got first dibs at easy and articles or whatever directories that you want, because you can't resubmit these, but you can use them for your blogs, you can use them for your websites, and I'm going to give you another idea here that you can make a whole lot of money out of, another way to repurpose these articles. So that is a very viable way for you to have your articles all written for you for free. Just one way. Now, whether you want to do it on the front end and go ahead and get your people together and then have the articles written, depends on how cash, you know, short you are, or already have them written so you can give them out. I mean, that's going to be up to your cash situation. I don't know exactly how to break into this example. I want to, you know, I don't know what a pound of lead goes for, lead metal, but this is an example. I can't remember where I heard this example from, but a pound of lead, I'm just going to make up a number. Let's say a pound of lead is worth $1.50. If we take that same pound of lead and we make fishing sinkers out of it, we can probably get, you know, $10 to $12 a pound for that lead. If we take that same pound of lead and we make, fly fishing lures, we can probably get $1,000 a pound for that lead. It's the same lead. It's just we've purposed it in a different manner. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's talk about how we can repurpose these articles, because once you have articles, that's like money sitting in the bank. And I'd be almost willing to bet that a lot of people listening to us yammer on right now probably have a hard drive full of articles that they've already written. They could probably do something with if they would take that pound of lead and repurpose it. Let me give you an idea, and I actually got this idea when I was doing some work for my affiliates. But do you have an AWeber account? I'm pretty sure you got an AWeber account.
Yeah, I do.
I've got several AWeber accounts, and what AWeber account is, for anybody who doesn't know, is basically an autoresponder service. And what an autoresponder does for you is, let's go back to dog training, because everybody understands that. Let's say you have a blog or a site on dog training, and people come to your site, and you say, hey, put your name and email in here, I'm going to give you a tip a week for the next year on how to train your schnauzer dog or how to train your dog. So they put their name and email address in there. And then what happens is this software will automatically release a new article or a new message to them at specific times that you tell it to. So if you want to release an article or a message every single week, every 7 days, you can just plug all your articles in there and do that. This is used by, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of marketers out there, AWeber and different autoresponder services. But basically, they're all starving for content, because what happens is a marketer will get the first 5 or 6 or 7 messages written, and then he never writes anything else.
Yep.
Because he runs out of things to write. So this is where you can easily step in. Let's just go back to my example, my little 20-article pack. Let's say it was a 52-article pack. One of the things I could do is I could go and say, let's do it in a popular niche topic that we know there's a lot of affiliate marketers for. Let's say it's the weight loss niche. And let's say we're going to do it on losing stomach fat. So let's say I have 52 articles written on losing stomach fat, or losing your pot belly, or losing your beer belly. You know, it's all different. But let's say I got 52 articles written on that. You see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
Okay. So what we could do, and this is really cool. I bet even if you're an experienced marketer, you don't know about this. Maybe you do. I don't know. But you can take those articles. You can load them all up into your AWeber account. And not only that, you can go ahead and put in the affiliate links or leave the spots where they can put in the affiliate links in there and set them all up to go out for a week at a time. So basically you've got a whole year's worth of autoresponder messages. Now, in AWeber, when you're in the broadcast message or you're in the follow-up message, there's a little button way down at the bottom that says, allow people to copy your campaign. You say yes on this. When you say yes, it gives you a little snippet of code. And when you give that snippet of code to another marketer, all they have to do is go back to that same section. They put that code in. They say load campaign. And it pulls every single message out of your campaign in that specific campaign and puts it into theirs.
That's pretty awesome.
So now they have 52 weeks of autoresponder messages. All they would have to go in and do is go in and modify and make sure that the affiliate links go to their affiliate site, to their blog, or wherever they want to direct that traffic to. Now, let me ask you, if I just come in and say, Matt, I've got a whole year's worth of autoresponder messages for how to lose stomach fat. How much would you give me for it?
Well, considering I'm one of those people that are guilty of writing about a week, you know, 7 days of messages and then giving up, I'd probably be willing to pay quite a bit, probably a couple hundred dollars for it.
Yeah, and I bet that would be really in the average too. So let's say you got a couple $100 for that. Does it really make a whole lot of difference to you how many more people I sell that to?
No, not to me.
Yeah, and it's very little. All you have to do is plug in this little code and you hit load campaign. Pow, they're right there. You don't have to take them and copy and paste them into the autoresponder and do all that stuff. All you got to do is take them, say load campaign, and bam, there they are. Now, if we wanted to get really fancy, I could say, hey, what affiliate link do you want in there? And I could go ahead and do that for you. And if you want to do that, that's going to be an extra $100. So that would be $300. Otherwise, if you just want to go ahead and put your own links in there, it would be $200. And just to be fair, and I probably, Matt, I don't even know if I would need to do this, but I'm going to sell this to 10 other marketers as well. Okay? But there won't be any more than 10. So for everybody listening to this, that would be $200 times 10 would be $2,000. That will pay for your AWeber all year long, because AWeber is what, $19 a month now? I'm granddaddied in on some of these, so I don't.
Yeah, I think it's 19 for us that got in before they upped it. I think it might be 20 now. I mean, 29.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
So it may be 29. And I think if you get over 10,000 subscribers, and that's when the price starts really going up. But, I mean, you wouldn't need to have any subscribers if you were doing this. All you'd be using it for is so you could load up your campaigns and such. But basically, you said you'd give me $200 for that. $200 pays for, if I take 200 and divide it by 15, that pays for 13 articles for me.
And honestly, depending on the quality, I said a couple hundred, but I'm actually, in my head, I was picturing more like $300 or $400 dollars that I would pay you for it, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a lot, incredible value there, right? A year's worth of autoresponder messages and what they go out once a week. I mean, there's lots of things that we could do to say, hey, you know, if you stay in front of these people once a week, you're going to make sales off of them. And I've already got the articles in there. It's got the little pre-sales and all that stuff. But basically, I could get my articles, if I got 10 people to do that, I could get my articles written for a long, long time. I could have that money in my account and pay for my own articles for a long, long time. And not only that, but once somebody buys it from you one time, more than likely they're going to buy from you again. So if you want to do it on another set of articles, you could obviously do that. But I bet a lot of people sitting there right now have 20 or 50 articles all on the same topic that they could load up. They could add some affiliate links to, do a little pre-sell in there, and sell right now for a couple grand. I mean, I know I've got hundreds and hundreds of articles I could probably do it with.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get most of mine written for me now. But a lot of people have a lot of articles sitting in either in their Easy Articles account or sitting on their hard drive that they could do that with right now. Another idea that just occurred to me the other day was, let's keep the same example. This is on the lose stomach fat niche, right? What if we went to the top two or three merchants that we could find, the people actually selling the products, and said, hey, if you give me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these out. It's going to go out for a whole year for 10 other marketers. If you give me $100 a month, I will feature your product in all of these. I bet you can get a taker on that, because I know I'm a ClickBank vendor. I'm a merchant. And if somebody came to me with that offer, said, hey, I'm doing a year's worth of autoresponder messages. I'm going to sell it to 10 other marketers are going to be using it. And you know, I'll make it your link for $100 a month or just even a flat fee. There's more money that you could have coming in.
Absolutely.
So the whole idea is repurposing that lead, right? You just keep repurposing that lead over and over and over again. And you can even do it up front. And then you can have your article writer write you articles, or what else could we do with this?
One of the first things that came to my head was, you know, selling PLR.
Okay. Yeah, we could sell PLR packs, which is kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is kind of what we're doing with the first example. But almost any steps that takes manual labor, we can probably, some of it might be a little harder to do than others, but we could probably figure out how to get this paid for us. So let's say we want to do Squidoo lenses. We might have to find somebody and train somebody, which would be basically what? Doing a Camtasia video or finding the Camtasia videos to show them?
Yep. Training. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube already. So.
Oh, yeah. Train somebody up to do it. Make sure they're good at it. And then we charge people to put up Squidoo lenses. And, of course, it's all managed for them. So we can charge them a premium price and get all of our Squidoo lenses put up for free. So that's the whole concept in a nutshell. Now, I get so excited about all this internet marketing stuff and the smaller world, because what's really happened is the world is such a smaller place now with all the internet. And, you know, I can talk to somebody in Singapore. You've got people hired from the Philippines, do you not? You still have that article writer hired from the Philippines?
Yeah, I've got two people from the Philippines now. One of them is that writer that we were talking about earlier that does, you know, Linkvana and everything.
Right.
And writes articles. And I actually have another one that actually goes out and does manual backlink building for me.
Gotcha. So, yeah, and the girl who does my email customer service for my relationship niche, I could easily have her handle probably two or three other customer service accounts. We talked about doing it for one of your businesses or one of the businesses we have, but I could easily have all my customer service paid for. I have another little way I got that paid for, but that's a completely different topic. But we can even do it for customer service, right? You find a person, you train them up to do the customer service and how you want them to do it. Of course, it'd be a little bit different for somebody else's customer service, but basic, generic, you know, customer service, answering emails, providing downloads, you can have all that stuff done for you. At no cost, if you're willing to put in a little bit of elbow grease and train the people and find the people and handle the management headaches.
Yep. That's what you can do it with everything. Just like I'm getting Linkvana for free, if someone wanted to go out and get, you know, a video submission service for free, you know, Traffic Geyser, if they wanted
for free.
I mean, anything that you want that, you know, if you think it's too expensive, do something like this and just not only get it for free, get it paid for, you know, get paid to use it.
Yeah, you co-op it, man. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, never let lack of money stop you. There's, because there's always a way to where you can provide something that somebody wants, and even if you have to match those two together, you can come out and make it a win-win-win situation. Everybody's happy. But that, yeah, Traffic Geyser, that's a perfect example. You know, while you train somebody to do your video submissions using Traffic Geyser, which is pretty easy, there's no reason why you can't do it for somebody else. And if all you're looking for is to cover the cost of your $100 a month membership for Traffic Geyser, I mean, gosh, there's no reason not to do stuff. You know, if you have more time than money, and there's no crime in that, that's what most of us have. We have more time than money. To invest that time wisely and get these things taken care of for us. So, I mean, I so hope that's going to be helpful. I know people are like, probably have about a million and one questions. Well, where do I find these people? And part two is going to be, you know, how to find your outsourcers and a couple of methods we use. Matt and I find our outsourcers a little bit differently. Matt has some really good methods. Matt actually is really good at finding the like brilliant low dollar people. I think you said you're getting your articles written for what, like $250, $3 a piece?
Yeah, started at $2 and now I'm up to $250, which is absolutely
dope. Yeah, so we were throwing numbers at like $15 an article, which is what I'm paying. Now they're probably well worth that, and it is a big benefit. You can say it's an American writer, yeah, but you still got all kinds of profit margin. If you go at the $3 level, or you can actually hire a full-time article writer at a couple sites, which we'll talk about in part two, for as low as $600 a month. And, you know, if they're working for you full-time, and even if they can only crank out six articles a day, I mean, that's 30 articles a week, consider a five-day work week. 120 articles a month. So if you could sell 60 of them and keep 60 for yourself, I mean, you could have a whole army of article, you know, people working for you, getting your articles for free, promoting all your affiliate products and so on and so forth. So, and then part three is going to be how to find your, I'm just calling them co-op partners right now. They're not exactly a co-op partner, but it's very, very similar. It's finding your co-op partners. To where what you're offering, basically you make the pitch of, hey, I'll provide all the elbow grease, I'll provide the management, the training, and the hiring, and I'll provide you X service for X amount of dollars every month, and you just be real upfront about it. And you can also sell your autoresponder or any way you figure that you can reconfigure that block of lead and make it more valuable. The autoresponder service would work out really great. And I can tell you right now, I've seen stuff like that sell for pretty high dollar on different forums. So if you have a pack of articles, that's something you could probably do right now. Go get you an AWeber account. A lot of folks probably have an AWeber account. Start up a new list. Plug you up 20 or 52 weeks worth of stuff in there and get out there and sell it, and then hire you some labor. It'll work out great. You got anything to add, Matt?
Well, I mean, you know, really what I was just thinking of whenever we were sitting here talking about is that depending on how much work you want to put into it, you could also, you know, bundle them up into reports and start selling reports. Because, I mean, people are always wanting to buy.
Yes, thank you. I forgot about that. Yeah.
To use them, people are always wanting to buy reports to use for, you know, list building material. Or you could even, if you really wanted to put some time into it, just package up it into an ebook and sell an entire mini site where someone could, you know, sell their own product, basically.
And right.
That's where you're getting into some high dollar stuff right there.
Right. And you get the people to do it for you. That's the whole point. You get people to do it for you. You just got to figure out how you can and make it work. So one thing you could do is, and it may even be cheaper. Like, I know a girl that writes fantastic reports. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pitch her name right now. And she sometimes can't work because she's so busy, but her name is Michelle Strait. She writes fantastic reports. Now, is she expensive? Hell yeah, she's expensive. I think for a 50 or a 20-page report, it'll cost you $300. But there's no reason why you can't take that report, keep the report yourself, split up the report into the autoresponder series. One page might make an article, and sell that, or sell it, divide it up into articles. You know, there's so many ways, like you said, to repurpose it. Forwards, backwards. I get so excited when I think about all the possibilities that you could do with it. You know, you can take – here's another idea. And say you wanted to get a audio made for yourself, an interview. There's a girl that will do interviews for you. She will not only go out and find the author – but she'll do the interview, and it costs like $800. Now, what you might want to do is just do the interview yourself, but the whole point of this is to get other people to do it. So what you could do, though, is let's say you want to do it on dog training, and you said, hey, her name is Heather Vale, by the way. She just got married. Her name's Heather Vale Goss, and you can probably just Google her, and I don't give this out to a lot of people because I don't want her getting super busy so I can hire her, but I haven't hired her in a while, so I just go ahead and give it out. Heather Vale Goss. You just say, hey, I would like this expert, and you give her like three or four experts. She'll go out, find the experts. She'll ask you what kind of questions you want them to ask. She'll set up the interview. She'll do the whole interview for like $800. But what you can do to get the money to pay for that is the same thing we've been talking about. Let's say we wanted to do it in loose stomach fat niche. We can go out and Google and find all these sites that are in the same market, right? And just make them a proposal. Say, hey, I am having a girl interview me, one of the top experts on losing stomach fat or fitness or what have you, and it's costing me some money, and what I'm trying to do is come up with enough money to where I can go ahead and get this interview. So what I thought I'd do is share the interview with you. And I was wondering if you'd be interested in having an interview with this top expert, and I would only charge you a couple $100 for it. You could do with whatever you wanted with it, and whatever you could put restrictions if you didn't want to put it up on ClickBank or whatever. But you can sell it. You can put it on your site as content. Do whatever you want. So let's say you got $200 there. So all you got to do is find four people. So all you're going to do is share the content with four other sites, and I'm guaranteeing you, you're not going to have trouble finding four webmasters that would love to have an interview with an expert in the field that they're in, that they can give away, put on their site, sell, put up as a back end. Let me tell you something. I get so excited. Maybe we're just going long, but there's so many sites that need a back end product out there. There's so many sites out there, and even if you have a one or two backends, you're always, always, always looking for another backend. So if you can find a couple digital product guys that are in that market and say, hey, here's a wonderful backend product that you can sell, and all I'm trying to do is I'm going to offer you this low, low price. She actually charges $800. I wouldn't give her name or contact out, but what I'm trying to do is get a few people to where I can get the interview paid for me. So we're only sharing it with five people or whatever. And I'll just be completely straight and upfront about it. And you can get your interview for free. And then you've got a product. I'm done ranting now.
Okay. I was just thinking, man, I sit here all day coming up with new ideas.
I know. I get so excited about it. Well, and seriously, I can't tell. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's so many things. Like, anything you want online, we could figure out a way to make it work. I would almost guarantee it.
Yeah, I guarantee you. There's so many. You go on ClickBank, you look at all the dog training products, and every single one of them, I guarantee you, would love to have a quality audio or a quality back end. You know, I got up there. I didn't get up there, but I was sitting there at the Mass Control conference one day, and Frank Kern's up there. He's got $1 million dog training a year business, and he says he's been so lazy he has zero back end on it. Zero, nothing. And I can almost guarantee you that if somebody would just come up and say, hey, I've done all the work for you, here's a great back end. Yeah. here's a great back end for you. You know, $200. I guarantee you, he'd probably pay more than that. But I would, if somebody came to me and said, hey, and I'm not going to say what market I'm in, but just so it doesn't sound all pitchy and stuff, but I'm in the relationship stuff. If somebody came to me and said, hey, I've got an interview with this expert that would be perfect for your customers, and you'd be perfect for a back end. Hell yeah. If I don't have to sit there and schedule the interview, pay the full $800, and just pay a portion of it, heck yeah, I'm going to co-op on that. Heck yeah. And I'm telling you, there's so many other people out there would do it too. Lack of money, I'm telling you guys, what I'm trying to get through, and hopefully if I can just change one person's mind about this, it'll be successful. Lack of money is no reason not to get out there and get something done. Elbow grease and ingenuity. Now, my grandpa called it the B word, but another word for it is chutzpah. You know, if you don't have money, all you got to have is guts. Guts and a little bit of ingenuity, and just put the stuff together. Money is really easier to come across sometimes. And once you start doing it and start using the mindset that you're going to go out there and help a couple people, I'm serious. I know it sounds hypey and stuff, but you're not going to ever lack for money again. Because you could actually probably sell those interviews for probably $300 a pop to 20 different people, depending how big your market is, and make a nice mint on it for yourself. And once they buy one, I guarantee you they'll buy another and another and another and another. Yep. Because the need for back-end products is insatiable. Because as soon as you sell a back-end product, you need another one, right, to your list. And it costs time, money, and everything. And anytime you can save somebody time or save somebody money, you're going to have a market for it. But that's in part two and part three. We'll talk about all of the stuff here. I just really want people to, even now, look at what you've got sitting there right in front of you, right on your hard drive, and see how you can repurpose that lead, that little block of lead, and get it out there, get some money coming in for yourself. And I think if I don't stop now, I'll go on for another hour.
All right. Well, I think there's a lot of great stuff there. Hopefully, like you said, if just one person uses it, you know, we've been successful here. So.
Yeah, I think so too. And then part two will be awesome. We'll show them some of our little secrets for finding good quality folks to do the work for you. And then part three, we'll talk about how to find the folks to pay them for you so you get all your stuff for free. As always, Matt, it's been super great doing this with you.
Oh, well, hey, you're the one that got all this stuff sparked in my mind. So.
Well, that's cool, man. Awesome.